跟住下一个屯门警区报告嘅屯门区议会文件2016年第24号，中国卫星览文件嘅内容。请问屯门区指挥官陶辉总警司系咪有啲有关屯门区嘅罪案情况简介一下？唔该你。
Okay, thank you, Chairman. I believe everyone's received and hopefully read the crime situation. Basically, it falls into two categories, for April to May this year, and then January to May this year. To highlight a few key points then, the overall crime situation for the last 2 months, April, May. The crime figures in Tunmun for those 2 months are maintained at a reasonable level compared with the same period last year. The total number of crime cases was 584. That represents a decrease of 30 cases or 4.9% compared with the 614 cases for the same period last year. Detection rate for the last 2 months, 44.7%. That's an increase of 3.5% compared to 41.2% the same period last year. The last 2 months, April, May, 115 cases of violent crime. That's an increase of 3 cases compared with 112 last year. Detection rate for violent crime was 49.6% compared to the 50% for the same period last year. So largely stable on the violent crime side. The last 2 months, the crimes with a downward trend going down, deception by 20 cases or 27.8%. Narcotics, down 7 cases. Theft from vehicle, down 4 cases, which is 30.8%. Indecent assault is down by 4, 33.3%. Technology crimes down by 4, 7.4%. Shop theft was down by 3, or 2.5%. Burglary down 2, 8%. And missing motor vehicles down by 1, which is 100%. And we have very few vehicles going missing. Crimes that have had an upward trend in the last 2 months, triad-related crimes up 8, or 53%. Miscellaneous thefts up 6, 4.7%. Pickpockets up by 4 cases. Violent crime up by 3 cases. Wounding and serious assaults up by 2. Debt collection related up 5, up 2. And robberies up 1%. Once again, that plus 1 is a 50% jump. Low robbery rates. If we look at the first 5 months of this year to see how we're doing in terms of overall crime, we've got a decrease compared with the same period last year. We had a total in the first 5 months of this year of 1,309 crime cases. That's a decrease of 196 or 13% compared with last year. Detection rate, first 5 months, is 44.1% compared to 43.1% last year, so largely the same. For the same period, first 5 months, 220 cases of violent crime. That's a decrease of 30 cases or 12% compared with the 250 in the first 5 months of last year. Detection rate violent crimes, 50.5%. That's a decrease of 3.5% compared with 54% the same period last year. So for these first 5 months, things which have gone down, deception down 36, violent crime down 30, miscellaneous thefts down 28, technology crime down 22, wounding serious assaults down 12%, theft from vehicle down 10, which is a drop of 35.7%, which is pleasing. Serious narcotics down 9, indecent assault down 8. Burglary, we've had a drop of 7 cases, which is a drop of 14.6% compared with last year. Motor vehicles missing down 7, and domestic violence cases down 4. For the first 5 months, things which have gone up, triad-related crimes, that's gone up 14 cases or 31.8%, but that is largely accountable for a couple of high-profile operations conducted here in Tunmun by us and also by people from the NT North Regional Headquarter crime duties, as well as police headquarters. Debt-related crimes have gone up 8. Pickpocketing up 3 cases, robberies up 2 cases, and we had one homicide, so plus one there. The all of the figures are included in the report. Overall, on the triad-related stuff, we can see there is an increase there, but that's largely due to the proactive operations. Another thing which stands out from the overall figures, deceptions, telephone deceptions and the like, is dropping considerably, and that's a lot of that is due to publicity and also the efforts of DFCC and various other groups. So it's very much appreciated. Once again, overall, the crime for Tuen Mun is gradually edging down. That is reflected throughout New Territories North and also throughout the whole of Hong Kong, in fact. It's a combination of many factors, but obviously the support of the local community is very much appreciated, an integral part of that. That's it, Mr. Chairman.
好，唔该晒啊，陶飞总警司。请问各位议员有冇提问或者有意见向啊陶总警司提出？好，如果冇咧，就都好满意啦。咁啊，好多谢啊陶总警司嘅，唔该晒。